Good evening, dear friends. Welcome to this evening with the talk, The Art of Living Happily in the Here and Now.
各位亲爱的朋友，欢迎今天晚上大家共聚在一起。我们今天晚上的题目是平静心灵，敞开胸襟，幸福之道就在当下。
We are here in our 5-day retreat, and this is our 4th day of the retreat.
我们在这里有一个五天的禅修，那今天是第四天了。
And the theme of our retreat is peaceful mind, open heart.
我们的题目就是平静心灵，敞开胸襟。
And today is like the day of open house in order to welcome all of you to our retreat.
今天呢就好像开放参观日请大家都来参加我们的禅修。
There is a teaching of the Buddha that is very much that has been very much neglected by us. The teaching to live happily in the here and the now.
佛陀他有一个教导跟我们现在做的是很有关系的，就是教我们怎么样幸福的活在当下。
There are many sutras in which the Buddha tell us how to be happy right here and right now, and do not have to look for happiness in the future.
有很多佛经都教我们怎么样幸福的活在当下，不用到未来去找寻幸福快乐。
At the time of the Buddha, there was a wonderful businessman whose name is Anattapindika.
佛陀在世的时候，有一位长者，一位富商，就是极孤独长者。
And it is him who had offered to the Buddha the Jeta Grove as a practice center for the Buddha and his monks.
就是这位长者，他供养给佛陀祇树及孤独园作为一个道场。
The family of of Anattapindika is a good typical Buddhist practice family.
几乎的长者他的家人们都是很虔诚的佛教的修行者。
One day Anattapindika brought many hundreds of friends who are all businessmen to come and visit the Buddha in the Jeta Park.
有一天几乎的 长者他带了几百个他的朋友们都是生意人来道场看望佛陀。
That day, the Buddha gave them a discourse on how to live happily right here and right now.
那天呢，佛陀他给的开示呢，就是怎么样快乐幸福的活在当下。
And in that discourse, that is available both in Pali and in Chinese, and the Buddha used the expression "living happily." In the present moment, five times.
在这个经就是这个开示当中，这一部经同时在巴利文跟汉译的都有的。那在经里面，佛陀说宪法乐住这个这四个字，他说了五次。
The Buddha knew that businessmen are very busy and they think too much about their success in the future.
佛陀知道呢，这些生意人他们，对未来想的太多了，在到未来去追求他们的成功。
Many of us believe that happiness is not possible now. We have to go to the future in order to get some more conditions of happiness.
我们很多人都不相信现在就可以得到快乐，我们都觉得幸福在未来，我们需要得到更多的条件才能够快乐。
Many of us do not have the capacity of experiencing happiness in the present moment.
我们很多人都没有这个能力，在当下就觉得幸福。
And that is why the teaching of the Buddha is very helpful, not only for business people, but also for all of us.
所以佛陀的这个宪法乐住的教导，不单是对生意人很有帮助，对我们所有人都很有帮助的。
When we know the practice of mindful breathing, mindful walking, we can generate the energy of mindfulness and go home to the present moment.
如果我们知道休息正念的呼吸、正念的行走，那我们就能够产生这种能量，在当下得到幸福。
And when we go home to the present moment, we will realize that we already have many conditions of happiness that are available, more than enough to make ourselves happy.
如果我们有能力回到当下，我们就会了解到，我们其实已经具足了，比够了还要多的幸福的条件。
And that is exactly what the Buddha told the businessman that day.
这正是佛陀在那天他教导那些生意人的话。
The Buddha said, "Gentlemen, it is possible for you to live happily in the here and the now. You don't have to run to the future in order to look for happiness."
佛陀说，各位先生。你们现在就具有快乐的条件，你们不用追逐未来去获得幸福。
And this teaching is still very relevant to our time because many of us, the majority of us, still look for happiness in the future.
这篇教导开始对当代的人，对我们现在仍然是非常有用的，因为我们就是去追逐未来，想要得到幸福。
The Buddha said that in order to be happy in the here and the now, you may like to practice mindfulness of the Buddha, mindfulness of the Dharma, mindfulness of the Sangha, and mindfulness of the Vinaya, four things.
佛陀说，为了能够回到当下，我们必须要正念的修习佛法僧戒。就是正念的去实践这个佛法僧戒。
We know that in Buddhism there is the expression Dharmakaya. It means Dharma body.
我们知道在佛门里面有一句话就是法身。
Dharma body means may have many meanings.But the most simple meaning is your practice.
法身这个字眼可以有很多意思，但是最简单的就是指修行本身。
Every Buddhist should have his or her Dharma body.
每个修行人都应该有他自己的法身。
This Dharma body may be.May still be weak, and the practitioner does not know how to deal with the difficulties in his or her daily life.
我们的法身可能还很弱，我们不晓得怎么样处理我们日常生活发生的事。
And that is why it's very important to help your Dharma body to grow into a.Strong body.
所以很重要的就是帮助我们的还很弱的法身变得强壮起来。
Not only the Buddha has his Dharma body, but every one of us, we have our own Dharma body.
不是只有佛陀拥有法身，我们每一个人都拥有法身。
With a good Dharma body, we are capable of.Dealing with the pain and suffering in us.
拥有很好的法身呢，我们就有能力来处理我们的疼痛，我们的痛苦。
With a strong Dharma body, we can overcome the difficulties and get out of situations of difficulties.
有了强壮的法身，我们能够处理，能够。克服超越困难的处境。
With a strong Dharma body, we can help other people to get out of their suffering and their difficulties also.
有强壮的法身，我们也可以帮助别人解除他们的痛苦，超越他们的痛苦。
But if we use the word practice, it is easier for people to understand rather than use the word Dharma body.
但是如果我们用修行这个字眼来讲法身呢，它会变得容易了解得多。
If you have a good practice, you are no longer afraid, and wherever you go, you bring your practice with you, and you can deal with whatever difficulties that you encounter.
你是一个修行人，那你应该要有能力随时带着你的法身到任何地方，你都有能力面对困难去超越它。
We can distinguish between the spoken Dharma, the written Dharma, and the living Dharma.
我们可以分别三种，就是说的法、听的法，还有实践的法。
The practice, the Dharma body that we speak about here is not the spoken Dharma or the written Dharma, but the living Dharma.
我们现在说的法身就是修行呢，是指实践，而不是指说的或者是听的法。
The living Dharma is the energy of mindfulness and concentration and insight that we generate by our practice.
实践的法，这个活的法呢，是借由我们的正念、呼吸、正念的行走培养出来的。
When you practice mindful breathing, you generate the energy of mindfulness and concentration.
当你练习正念的呼吸呢，你就可以培养出念力还有定力、专注力。
When you practice mindful walking, you generate the energy of mindfulness and concentration.
当我们练习正念的行走的时候呢，也可以培养出正念力还有专注力。
Although you do not write anything about the Dharma, although you do not say anything about the Dharma, you are producing the living Dharma by your practice.
那虽然你不说，你也不写任何的佛法，但是从你的练习呢，你就已经把这个活的法，把这个法活出来了。
And that is why each of us has to ask the question as whether our Dharma body, our practice is strong enough.
所以我们每一个人都应该问自己这个，就是我的法身呢，是不是强，是不是够强壮？
If our practice is solid enough, and there is no reason why we have to be afraid of the difficulties we encounter in our daily life.
如果我们的修行够稳定的话呢，我们没有任何理由去害怕生活当中会遭遇到的困难。
When you practice mindfulness of the Dharma.We know how to consolidate, how to help our Dharma body, our practice to grow.
当我们修习法的正念的时候，我们可以帮助我们的法身强壮起来。
And the best way to learn and to nourish your Dharma body is the Sangha.
最好的学习跟滋养我们的法身的办法呢，就是和僧团一起修行。
The Sangha is a community of people who are capable of generating the living Dharma.
一个僧团就是一群人，他们能够创造出活的法身的这样一个团体。
To me, a community that only speak about the Dharma, learn the Dharma, and write the Dharma down is not an authentic Sangha yet.
对我来说，如果我们只是说，或者是写，就是能够说，或者是写，或者研究佛法呢，还并不是真正的佛法。
A true sangha is a community of people. In which everyone knows how to generate the energy of mindfulness, concentration, and insight.
对不起，我刚刚说错了，就是只会听或者说或者研究，还不是不足以构成一个真正的僧团。
And we can say that a true sangha is made of true dharma, living dharma.
真正的僧团是有可以创造出念定慧的活的法，这样子的才叫僧团，真正的僧团。
In many Asian countries, we used to think that the sangha is made only of monastics, but in fact, the sangha can include lay people, the fourfold sangha.
在很多亚洲国家，我们认为只有出家众才构成僧团，但事实上。在家的朋友们也是一起可以构成僧团的。
When you live with a community, when you find yourself in a community where everyone is capable of generating the energy of mindfulness, concentration, and insight, you know that the living Dharma is present.
那如果在一个团体里面。我们发现所有的人他能够创造出来念定慧的力量，那我们就知道这个法是活在这当就是有真正的活的法在里面的。
And that is why it's easy to say to see that a true sangha is made of the true dharma, the living dharma.
所以我们可以说，真正的僧团呢，就是有生活的佛法在的。
And wherever the living Dharma is, the Buddha is also.
只要有生活上的这个佛法在的地方，佛就在那里。
The most, the surest place for us to look for the Buddha is in a sangha.
保险我们可以找到佛的地方呢，就是僧团。
Because in a true sangha there is the living dharma.
因为在真正的僧团里面有活生生的法。
And wherever the living dharma is, the Buddha is.
有活生生的或者生活当中的法在的地方，佛陀就在那里。
Many of us.Ask the question as where to find the Buddha.
我们很多人都会问这样的问题，到哪里去找佛？
And my answer is that the Sangha, the true Sangha, is the surest place for you to find the Buddha.
那我的答案是，在一个真正的僧团里面，你一定会找到佛。
If we have a solid Buddha body, it means that we also have a Buddha body in us.
如果我们有这个很稳固的佛身，它的意思就是说，在我们里面我们有佛身。
Many of us believe that only the Buddha has a Buddha body.
我们很多人都相信只有佛陀才有所谓佛身。
In fact, every of us has a Buddha body in us.
但是实际上呢，在我们每个人里面都有活身。
And practicing the living Dharma, we help the Buddha body in us to grow stronger and stronger every day.
我们修行法身就能够帮助我们的活身，一天一天的茁壮。
The Buddha told Anattapindika and his 500 friends in a business circle that they need only to live contemplating the Buddha, the Dharma, the Sangha, and the Vinaya in order to be happy right in the present moment. A good Buddhist practitioner is always capable of practicing in order to generate the energy of mindfulness, concentration, and insight.
一个好的佛法的修行人，他是可以创造出念定慧的力量。
And the energy of mindfulness, concentration, and insight are the energies of the Buddha.
这个念定慧的力量和能量，就是佛的力量。
When you practice mindful breathing, mindful walking, you generate that energy of mindfulness and concentration, and you are practically under the protection of the Buddha himself. In this retreat, we have, during the last 3 days, learned how to practice mindful breathing, mindful walking, in order to go home to the present moment.
在这个禅修当中，我们修习正念的呼吸，正念的行走，好让我们可以回到当下时刻来。
The practice of mindful walking, mindful breathing, bring our mind back to our body so that we can be established in the here and the now.
正念的呼吸，正念的行走，帮助我们把心带回到身体，帮助我们可以回到当下来。
And when we come home to the present moment, we will encounter the many wonders of life that are available to us, inside of us, and around us. There are so many refreshing, healing, nourishing elements inside and around us. Being in touch with the present moment, we can get in touch with all these wonderful events in order for to nourish us, to transform us.
回到当下，我们就会接触到这些清新疗愈的滋养能量，可以帮助我们进化、转化自己。
In this retreat, we also have learned how to go home to the present moment in order to recognize the painful feelings and the painful emotions that manifest from time to time in us. With the energy of mindfulness that we generate from the practice, with the practice, we are able to recognize the pain, the sorrow, the fear, the anger in us, in order to embrace them tenderly, in order to transform them. We have learned also that as a good practitioner, we should be capable of generating a moment of joy, a moment of happiness whenever we want to. When we go home to the present moment and realize that we have so many conditions of happiness that are available already, we can stop running to the future. A
And if we know how to stop running like that, we have more time in order to take care of ourselves and to take care of the people we love. People of our time are so busy. They do not have the time to take care of themselves. They don't have the time to love and take care of the people they love. And the study and the practice of Buddhism can help us to have enough time to take care of oneself and to take care of the beloved ones. When you love someone, the most precious thing you can offer him and offer her is your own presence. To me, love is impossible if you are not there. How can you love if you are not there?
对我来说，没有爱，只有在你能够正面的活在当下，你能够觉照，你才有能力去爱。
I know a rich businessman who asked his 11-year-old boy what he want for his birthday.
我知道有一个很有钱的生意人，他问他的儿子说：“你要什么礼物当你的生日礼物？”
The young man did not know how to answer because he does not need anything. His father is so rich, he can afford to buy him anything he likes. But what he really needs is his father's presence. His father is so absorbed in his business that he does not have the time for himself, and he does not have the time for his wife and his children. And what the young man wanted is the true presence of a father, because he had the impression that he does not have a father, his father is too busy in his business. So after reflection, a few seconds, he looked at his father and said, "Daddy, I don't want anything. It's you that I want." And if that person has learned about the teaching of the Buddha, he would know how to answer. Begin to practice breathing in and bring his mind back to his body. You need only to breathe in order to bring your mind back to your body. And when mind and body are together, you are fully present in the here and the now.
当身心同在，那你就是真正的在场了，在当下了。
You are no longer caught by the regret concerning the past. You are no longer caught in the anxiety and fear concerning the future.
那你不会再被困在对过去的懊恼跟对未来的忧虑上。
And you are free in order to be there in the present moment for your beloved one.
那这个时候你自由了，你能够把你自己提供给你所爱的人。
And after having breathing in and out one or two times, the father can look into the eyes of his son and say, "Darling, I'm here for you."
然后他正念的吸气，呼气了一两次呢，他就可以对儿子说：“亲爱的，我为你在这里。”
To me, the most precious gift you can make to your beloved one is your presence.
你可以给你亲爱的人一个最珍贵的礼物，就是你的同和他的同在。
And if you know the techniques of mindful breathing, mindful smiling and walking, you make your presence very pleasant, very fresh for your beloved one.
如果你知道练习这个正念的呼吸、行走，还有正念的微笑呢，你可以。
In order to be fully present and offer that presence to your beloved one, it's not difficult at all.You need only 5 seconds or 10 seconds.
你只需要五秒钟、十秒钟，你修正念的呼吸，你就能够提供给你亲爱的人这个最珍贵的礼物。
You breathe in mindfully, or you make a few steps mindfully, and suddenly you leave the past, you leave the future, and go home to the here and the now.
你只是需要正念的吸气、呼气几次，或者是正念的走几步，你就能够回到当下了。
Darling, I'm here for you. That is a mantra, and you don't have to practice it in Sanskrit or Pali or Tibetan. You can practice in Chinese or in English.
亲爱的，我为你在这里，我和你同在。这句话就是一个咒语，你不需要用梵文、用巴利文这些外来的语言去持咒。
You might like to use your portable phone in order to practice the mantra.
你可以用你的手机呢，你讲英文、讲中文就可以去吃这个咒。
First.You breathe in and breathe out mindfully. You think of him, you think of her, and you compose the number.
你先是正念的吸气、呼气，你想着你所爱的人，然后呢，你就可以拨这个电话号码了。
And when the other person answer the phone, you practice the mantra, "Darling, you know something? I am here for you."
然后当电话接通了呢，对方听到了，那你就可以修这个咒语。亲爱的，我为你在这里。
Practicing that mantra, I guarantee that you are happy right away, and the other person is happy right away at the same time.
你这样子修这个咒语呢，马上同时的，你和你所爱的这个的人都会一下子就快乐起来了。
And all of us know that it is not a difficult practice. Every one of us can practice that mantra.
我们都知道这不是一个很困难的练习。我们每一个人马上就可以这样子练习的。
And I think you can practice the mantra in the form of an email also.
你也可以用寄 email 的方法来修这个咒语。
The second mantra I would like to share with you tonight is, "Darling, I know you are there, and I am very happy."
今天我要跟各位分享的第二个咒语是，亲爱的，我知道你在，我很幸福。
A son can practice that with his father. A daughter can practice that with her mother, and so on.
孩子可以跟母亲、父亲、亲子之间可以互相修这个咒语。
When you have practice and produce your own presence, when you are fully present, you are in a position to recognize the presence of the other person.
当你修习这个正念，你自己能够活在当下了，那你也会去欣赏、去了解到对方的存在。
To love, to be loved means to be recognized as existing by the other person.
爱或者是被爱，就是了解到对彼此的存在，被对方所了解，我的存在。
When the other person ignores you, does not recognize your presence, that person does not feel that he is loved or she is loved.
当一个人不被对方所就是当一个人被对方所忽略的话，他不会觉得他是被爱的。
So if you are a true lover, you have to know how to practice the second mantra.
如果你是一个真正要爱人的人的话，那你要练习这个咒语。
You have to recognize the presence of your beloved one.
你必须要练习去认识到、去认知到对方的存在。
But before you can recognize her presence or his presence, you have to be present yourself first.
在你了解到对方的存在之前呢，你要真正能够体会到自己的存在。
When you are sure that you are fully present, you will look into his eyes or her eyes and pronounce the second mantra.
当你自己已经是正念的在当下，你认识到自己的存在，那你就可以深深的看进对方的眼里去了，然后说第二个咒语。
And the second mantra is also quite easy to practice. Darling, I know you are there alive, and that makes me very happy.
第二个咒语也很容易修习，就是亲爱的，我知道你在那里，我很快乐。
And we know that we can also practice with our portable telephone or our computer.
对，这个练习我们也可以用手机、用电脑来修习的。
And I also guarantee that if you practice that second mantra, you'll be happy right here, right now, and he or she will be happy right here and right now at the same time.
修这个第二个咒语呢，也是马上你跟对方都会感觉幸福起来了。
The practice of Buddhism can be very pleasant.
佛法的修行呢，它是可以很愉快的。
And the two mantras that I have just offered to you is based on the teaching of mindfulness.
我刚刚供养给各位的这两个咒语的修行呢，就是以正念作为基础的。
Mindfulness is the energy that can help you to be fully present in the here and the now.
正念就是一种能量，帮助我们活在当下此刻。
And the two most basic practice in order to generate the energy of mindfulness is mindful breathing, mindful walking.
最基本的两个练习去创造出这个正念的力量呢，就是正念的呼吸和正念的走路。
When you practice mindful breathing and go home to the present moment, you release your sorrow, your regret concerning the past.
当你休息这个正念的呼吸，你回到当下，那你能够释放掉对过去的悲伤跟懊恼这些。
At the same time, you release your fear, your uncertainty concerning the future.
那你同时也释放掉对未来的焦虑、恐惧。
So practicing mindful breathing or mindful walking can set you free.
所以练习正念的呼吸、正念的走路，可以帮助你得到自由。
You be free, you are free in order to be fully present in the here and the now, in order to live deeply every moment of your daily life.
你得到了这样的自由呢，你就能够深深的活在每一个当下此刻。
We know that without the energy of mindfulness and concentration, we cannot do that.
我们知道这个是没有正念力、没有专注力，你做不到的。
So the practice, the two mantras that I have offered to you, is based on the practice of mindfulness.
所以我刚刚供养给各位的这两个咒语的修习呢，就是以正念为基础的。
The third mantra will be used when you notice that something is brought, goes wrong with the other person.
第三个咒语的练习呢，是当你发现对方有些不对劲的时候，有困难的时候。
Because you are mindful, you know what is going on in you and around you.
因为你有正念，你会知道自己里面发生了什么事，然后周围发生什么事。
And if something goes wrong with the person you love, you will notice.
如果你所爱的对方呢，他有什么不对劲的话，你会注意到的。
And when you notice that the person you love suffers, you should go to him or to her and practice the third mantra.
如果你发现对方在受苦的话，你要去到他那里，然后修第三个咒语。
The third mantra goes like this: Darling, I know you suffer. That is why I'm here for you.
第三个咒语就是，亲爱的，我知道你在受苦，所以我在这里。
When you suffer and the person you love the most does not know it, you suffer more. But if she or he knows about suffering, your suffering, you will suffer less.
如果我们正在受苦，而我们所爱的人他知道我们在受苦的话，那我们的痛苦就会减轻的。
When you practice the third mantra, Darling, I know you suffer. That is why I'm here for you. You have not done nothing yet, and yet the other person suffer less right away.
如果你对对方说，亲爱的，我知道你在受苦，所以我为了你在这里。你只是说这个咒语，你都还没有做什么事，那他就已经觉得好过多了。
And again, in this circumstance, you offer your true presence.
那在这样的情况下，你提供给他你的真正的与他同在。
And I would like to repeat that to love someone is to offer our true presence to him or to her.
我要重复的就是，我们爱一个人呢，就是要对他，就是要真正的为了他在那里跟他同在。
And we can only offer our presence to someone only when we are truly present.
只有在我们自己是真正的在那里，真正的活在当下，我们才能够把自己的存在提供给对方。
And every practitioner in Buddhism knows that in order to be fully present, you should practice mindfulness.
那每一个佛教徒都会知道呢，我们要能够真正的活着，真正的存在，我们必须要练习修习正念。
Mindfulness is always mindfulness of something.
正念呢，它一定有一个对象。
When you drink your tea mindfully, that is called mindfulness of drinking.
当我们正念的喝茶呢，这个叫这个叫正念的喝茶。
When you drink your tea mindfully, you are truly there. You are truly there, fully present.
当你正念的这样的喝茶的时候，你是完全的活在当下，是真正的存在的。
You become real, and the tea that you hold in your hand also becomes something real.
你自己变得真实，那杯茶也变得真实起来。
And you can practice mindfulness of drinking deeply so that concentration can be obtained during the time of tea drinking.
你很深刻的这样去练习正念的喝茶的时候，定力是可以被创造出来的。
When you practice walking mindfully, every step bring you home to the here and the now.
当你练习正念的行走的时候， 你的每一步都把你带回到当下来。
And because you are able to walk freely without being attached to the past and the future, every step can be healing, every step can be nourishing for you.
因为你能够这样子自由自在的正念的走，那每一步都会带来滋养疗愈的力量。
If you are inhabited by the energy of mindfulness and concentration, every step that you make can help you cultivate more freedom, more joy, more happiness.
如果你能够正念的这样子走，培养出正念定力。跟念力出来的话，那每一步都可以带给你喜悦、自由、平静。
Walking meditation is to walk in the present moment.
正念的行走或者是行禅呢，是休息活在当下。
You are free from your sorrow and your regret concerning the past.
你从对过去的悲伤或者是懊恼中解脱出来。
You are free from the fear and the uncertainty concerning the future.
你也从对未来的焦虑、不确定感这些当中获得自由。
And every step allows you to get in touch with all the wonders of life that are available in the present moment.
每一步都让你能够接触到。当下此刻生命的奇迹。
In the practice of mindful walking, your energy of mindfulness and concentration help you to see that the Pure Land is not something belonging to the future, but something that you can get in touch in the here and the now.
当你练习正念的行走，就是行禅的时候呢？你会发现净土不是在未来，净土是在当下此刻就可以接触到的。
If you are able to go back to the present moment with concentration, you can get in touch with Amitabha Buddha in yourself right in this moment, and you can get in touch with the Pure Land right in this moment. Many times I have told my Christian friends that they don't have to die in order to go to the kingdom of God.
我常常告诉我的西方朋友们说，不用死了之后才会去到天国。
It might be too late.
那可能太晚了。
In order to go into the kingdom of God, you have to be very alive.
你要去天国呢，你必须要是活生生的。
And if you know how to practice mindful breathing, mindful walking, you become alive after a few moments.
那如果你知道休息正念的呼吸、正念的行走，你马上一下子时间你就真的活过来了。
And when you are truly alive, truly present, you make only one step and you enter the kingdom of God.
那你能够真正的活在当下的话。只要一步，你就进入了天国了。
And I told my friends that the kingdom of God is now or never.
我告诉我的朋友们说，天国就在当下，否则它就不存在的。
With my Buddhist friends, I would like to say the same thing.
那和各位佛法上的朋友，我也要说同样的话。
Don't wait until you die in order to go to the Pure Land. It might be too late.
不要等了，想死了之后呢，才到净土去，那样可能就太迟了。
Listen to the Buddha's teaching. Practice mindfulness and concentration. Release your afflictions, and Amitabha Buddha and the Pure Land will be available to you in the here and the now.
我们修习正念的呼吸，正念的行走，那。释放掉所有的痛苦，那当下我们就能够活在净土里。
There is not one day when I do not enjoy walking in the Pure Land.
我自己呢，我从来我没有哪一天是不享受正念的行走的。
Practicing mindful walking in the wood, or by the river, or at the airport, I always get in touch with the pure land of the Buddha.
不管我是走在哪里，走在路上，走在机场，我都能够接触到净土，我都能够借由正念的行走，就活在净土里面。
My pure land is a portable pure land.
所以我的净土呢，是一个可携带式的净土。
Wherever I go, the pure land is with me.
我到哪里，我都可以带着这个净土。
And my deepest desire is that my friends also can make their pure land available in their daily life.
那我最深刻的期待呢，也是我亲爱的朋友们可以让净土就是在你的日常生活当中就实时的显现。
And if you know how to practice mindful walking, mindful breathing, dwelling in the present moment, get in touch with the wonders of life that are available in the here and the now, you make Amitabha Buddha and the Pure Land available to you every moment of your daily life.
如果你能够借由休息正念的呼吸、正念的行走呢，那你就可以。就是让阿弥陀佛的净土时时刻刻都显现出来。
There was a reporter from the Guardian, the most important daily paper in London. He attended the whole retreat, 6 days, and after that he talked to me about God and the kingdom of God.
那有一个英国的记者，他参加了就是在英国的整个禅修，那之后他就告诉我他对上帝对天国的一些心得。
And because he had practiced during the whole retreat, his article published in the Guardian is a very good article.
那因为这个记者呢，他参与了整个的禅修，所以他写了一篇很好的报道。
And in that article, he quoted me, and he said, "If Westerners put God into the right place, everything will be fine again."
就是他在这篇报道里面就说呢，假如上帝天国被放在对的地方呢，那一切事情又会变好过来了。
I think for beginners in the practice, Amitabha Buddha and the Pure Land is in the direction of the West.
阿弥陀佛的信仰跟净土，它是朝向西方的。
But as
对一个初学者来说，他是朝向西方的。
Amitabha Buddha and the Pure Land is outside of us.
对一个初学者呢，他认为阿弥陀佛和净土是在外在于我们的。
But with a good practice, slowly you go deeper, and you realize that to say that the West, the Pure Land is in the direction of the West is only a way of saying.
那如果你继续的修下去，你是一个好修行人，你慢慢会发现，说西方净土它只是一个说法罢了。
If we continue to practice well, we will soon realize that Amitabha Buddha and the Pure Land are here, are now, and inside of us.
如果我们继续修行呢，我们就会知道阿弥陀佛和他的净土是就在我们心里面的。
Many of us Buddhists and non-Buddhists in Asia, we have followed the Western style of the Western way of life.
我们很多人不管是佛教徒、非佛教徒，我们都跟随的是西方式的生活方式。
And many of us have abandoned our spiritual values in order to embrace science and technology.
我们很多人放弃了我们心灵上或者是灵性的价值呢，去拥抱西方的科技的这些价值。
And we have begun to suffer the suffering of the Western people.
那我们也开始受像西方人一样的苦了。
So with a good practice, we should be able to restore our spiritual values.
那所以我们应该要能够恢复我们自己这种心灵的价值。
We should be able to protect ourselves, to protect our people, to protect our country from the destructions of our real values.
我们必须要能够保护自己，保护身边的人，和保护我们的国家。就是保护我们的真正的价值受到破坏。
In countries of the West, like United States of America, France, England, there's so many young people committed suicide every day.
在西方国家，在美国啊、法国、英国，每年都有很多年轻人自杀。
In Japan, also. More than 30,000 people commit suicide every year.
在日本也是，每年都有超过30,000的年轻人自杀。
Violence, anger, despair have destroyed much of our society.
暴力、愤怒、绝望这些事情，很大的破坏了我们的社会。
It is possible that we have more money now than in the past, but we suffer much, much more than in the past.
我们现在富有比过去富有多了，但是我们受的痛苦比过去也多了。
The teaching of the Buddha can help show the way out.
佛陀的教导可以帮助我们找到出路。
The practice of mindfulness, concentration, and insight as manifested concretely in the five mindfulness trainings, the five precepts, can be the path that we have to take in order to get out of this difficult situation of the world.
念定慧这些这个修行呢，它具体的表现在五项正念修习，我们传统说五戒表现在这个上面。
Humanity now needs a global ethic that can help us getting out of this dangerous and difficult situation.
我们需要有全球性的灵性的或心灵的信仰，帮助我们在当前的世界上找到出路。
The teaching on the Four Noble Truths and the Noble Eightfold Path can show the way for a global ethic.
四圣地和八圣道呢，可以帮助我们建立全球性的伦理价值。
In the last 3 years, we have in our community practiced meditation and discussion in order to come up with a new version of the five precepts.
过去的几年中，在我们的僧团，在我们的同修会里面，我们研究出或者发展出这个五项正念修行。
The new version of the five precepts represent very well the teaching of the Four Noble Truths and the Noble Eightfold Path.
这个五项正念修习，它就是一个现代版的五戒。 那他能够很好的实践出来四圣谛跟八正道。
The foundation of the new version of the five precepts is the kind of insight that can be described as the insight of interbeing.
这个新版的五戒就是五项真言修习，它的基本的精神呢就是相即。
The insight of interbeing. Is a kind of antidote for the dualistic way of thinking.
这种相即的智慧呢，它能够对治二元对立的观点。
The dualistic way of thinking has caused a lot of division, hate, and fear.
二元对立的观点就制造了很多的分裂、仇恨、愤怒。
And the teaching of the Buddha on this respect is very deep.
佛陀在这方面的教导是非常深刻的。
I remember when I became a Buddhist novice at the age of 16, I had to memorize already the verse that everyone should read before we bow to the Buddha.
我记得在我16岁出家做沙弥的时候，我就学到，就是在礼佛之前呢，有一个偈颂。
The one who bows, it's me, and the one who is bowed to, is the Buddha. The nature of both is empty.
就是我在礼拜，我礼拜佛，那两者都是。本性都是空的，就是能理所理，性空寂。
That teaching is very deep in how could a six-year-old young man understand.
那这个道理这么深刻，怎么是一个十六岁的年轻人能够了解的呢？
The first line of the verse means that, Dear Buddha, I am empty, and you, Lord Buddha,You are also empty.
这第一句的话是说，亲爱的佛，你是空的，我也是空的。
It means that I am made of non-me element, and Buddha is also made of non-Buddha elements.
那意思就是说，我是由非我的成分造成的。那佛陀您呢？你也是由非佛陀的成分造成的。
Look at this flower.This flower is made only of non-flower elements.
那看我前面这盆花，花是由非花的成分构成的。
When you look into a flower, you see the sunshine.
你看进一朵花里面，你会看到阳光。
We know that without sunshine, no flower can grow.
我们知道没有阳光，花开不出来。
So sunshine is a non-flower element that is essential for the flower to manifest.
所以阳光是一个非花的成分，它是使花能够开出来一个很最基本的东西。
When you look deeply into the flower, you see a cloud.
当你深深地看进一朵花里面，你会看到云。
We know that without a cloud, there will be no rain.And no flower can grow.
我们知道没有云不下雨，那花也长不出来。
And the cloud is a non-flower element.
那天上的云它就是一个非花的成分。
If you take out the sunshine, if you take out the cloud, the flower will collapse.
如果你把阳光拿掉了，把云拿掉了，这朵花它就没了。
If I continue to look into the flower, I can see a multitude of non-flower elements in the flower.
如果我继续的深深的看进这朵花里面，我会看到数不尽的非花的成分。
Like the soil, the compost, the gardener.
像是土壤啊，肥料啊。还有种花的人呢。
And that is why it's so easy to see that a flower is made only of non-flower elements.
所以那很容易就会看到花就是由非花的东西构成的。
The flower is full of the cosmos inside.
在这朵花里面呢，它充满了天地的东啊，一些天地浸在其中。
The flower is empty of only one thing, is separate existence.
这朵花呢，它是啊、是具足一切东西是互相联系的在里面，是没有，它不是一个分离的存在。
And that's why when I look at myself, I see myself as a flower. I am made only of non-me element.
所以当我看我自己呢，我也看到花，我看到的是非我的成分。
Father, mother, ancestors, food, education, only non-me elements.
我看到在我里面有父亲、母亲，有我的祖先，有食物，有我所得到的教导，这些都是非我的成分。
So when I say, dear Buddha, not only I am empty, but you, my Lord, you are empty also. I am telling the truth.
所以当我说我当我拜佛的时候，我说我是空的，佛陀你也是空的，我是在说真话。
And it means that, dear Buddha.You are in me, and I am in you.
那这就是说，我在佛陀里面，那佛陀你也在我里面。
And that is the beginning of the insight of interbeing.
那这也就是相即的智慧的一个开始了。
It means, dear Buddha, I cannot be by myself alone. I have to interbe with you.My Lord.
那就是说我不能够单独的存在，我一定是跟佛陀是相即的存在，我没有一个独立的分离的存在。
And dear Buddha, you cannot be by yourself alone. You have to interbe with me also. I am in you and you are in me.
那佛呢，你也不是单独的存在，你也是和我是共生相即的存在的。
Because I am empty and you are empty, that is why communication can be very deep.
那就是因为我们彼此都是空的，那这种沟通才能够真正的很深刻。
You see, the teaching of the Buddha that I received when I was 16 was very deep.
所以你看，我16岁做沙弥的时候，我受到的佛法的教导就是那么深刻的。
And we learn how to think not in terms of dualism.
我们学习不以二元对立的方式来思考。
We believe that things are outside of each other, but in fact, things are inside of each other.
以二元对立的想法，我们认为事情是外在于我们的，那事实上不是，它是内在于我们的。
And the dualistic thinking is the cause of so much division, discrimination, hate, and fear in our society.
二元对立的想法，它造成了那么多的分裂、歧视、愤怒在我们的社会里。
And if you practice Buddhism well, you will transcend the dualistic way of thinking.
如果我们好好的修行佛法呢，我们会能够超越这种二元对立的观点。
And you will begin to think and to act in the spirit of interbeing.
那你就会开始相信，而且开始这样子以这个相即的方式来做事情了。
So the five mindfulness trainings.It means the five precepts, the new version, is presented entirely on that spirit of non-duality, interbeing.
那五项正念修习或是新版的五戒呢，它就是完全的表达出这种相即的精神。
And after many years of practice and and sharing, we have come up with a version of the five precepts that can represent the Buddhist version of a global ethic.
那经过很多年的修行跟分享，那我们现在所呈现出来的这个新版的五戒或就是五项正念修习，它可以作为一个全球性的伦理价值的一个范本。
The world in a process of globalization, and that is why we are very much in need of a global ethic for everyone.
那在这个世界正在全球化的这个情况下，我们很需要有一个全球化的伦理价值。
Every tradition, every spiritual tradition of the world has to contribute its own wisdom and experience relating a global ethic.
那世界上的每一种宗教的传统或者是灵性的传统，需要贡献出他们的经验，他们的教导来就是成就这个全球性的伦理。
And the new version of the five precepts that we have come up with try to speak a kind of language that can be understood and acceptable to the other traditions of the world.
那这个新版的五戒或是五项正念修习呢，我们就是把它以一种全世界各种宗教信仰的人都能够接受的这种表达方式呈现出来。
Many thousands of our Western friends have already formally received mindfulness, the five mindfulness trainings as their spiritual path, as their practice.
那可能有好几千人的西方朋友们呢，他们就受了这个新版的五戒，把它当作是他们灵性上修持的道路。
We have offered many retreats in America, in Europe, and there are times when 500-600 people receive at the same time the five mindfulness trainings, the five precepts.
那我们在西方办就是办很多的禅修，那每一次可能有500-600位的人，他们来受这个新版的五戒。
We know that we suffer because we don't know, we don't have a path, a spiritual path, a practice.
我们知道我们会受苦呢，因为我们没有一个灵性或心灵的修持的道路。
If we know that we already have a path, a practice, there is no longer any reason why we have to be afraid.
如果我们已经有了修持的道路，我们行在道上的话，没有任何理由再恐惧了。
Learning and putting the five mindfulness trainings into our daily life, we make our dharma body, our practice stronger and stronger every day.
那我们修习这个五项正念的修行，在日常生活当中，我们这样做，就能够使我们的法身日益的强壮起来。
The five mindfulness trainings is about the practice of true happiness and true love.
五项正念的修习呢，就是它其实是在修真爱还有真正的幸福。
And practicing the five mindfulness trainings we generate in our daily life the energy of mindfulness, concentration and insight, and we are capable of overcoming every kind of difficulty that we encounter in our daily life.
修这个五项正念修习呢，就可以产生念定慧的力量，那我们就能够去面对生活当中遭遇到的所有困难。
The five mindfulness trainings reflect truthfully the teaching of the Noble Eightfold Path.
五项真言的修习，它完全表现出来这个八正道。
When we produce a thought with mindfulness, we are able to produce a thought that goes in the direction of interbeing, compassion, and understanding.
如果我们有正念的话，那我们心里面生出来的念头、生出来的想法，它就能够具有了悟或者说智慧、慈悲还有相即的精神。
In the Eightfold Path, the Buddha recommends the practice of right thinking.
那这个八正道里面有这一项就是正思维。
Right thinking is the thinking in the direction of understanding and compassion.
正思维它是一个朝向慈悲跟智慧的这个方向的一种思维。
Understanding is first of all understanding of our own suffering.
这个智慧或者说了悟是首先要了解我们自己里面的痛苦。
If you are able to understand your own suffering, and then you'll be able to understand the suffering of the other person.
如果你能够了解你自己所受的苦，那你也会了解别人所受的苦。
And understanding brings forgiveness and compassion.
那这种了解会带来宽恕还有慈悲。
But in our society, people do not want to look at their own suffering.
但是在我们的社会里面，人们并不想去看，往里面看到自己的痛苦。
There is a block of suffering inside of us.
我们里面有这个伤痛的硬块在那里。
We do not want to go home in order to take care of our suffering. Instead, we want to cover up the suffering with entertainment and consumption.
那我们并不想回到里面去看到自己里面这些伤痛的硬块，那我们想用消费、用娱乐来把它掩盖住。
Deeply, we know that ill-being, suffering is inside of us, but we do not have the courage to go home and to try to understand it.
其实我们是知道我们里面有这个痛苦的，那只是我们没有勇气去面对它。
The Buddha recommends in the Second Noble Truth that we should try to look deeply into our suffering and try to understand the nature of that suffering, the cause of that suffering, the Second Noble Truth.
佛陀在四圣地的第二个极地呢，他就教我们去看到自己的痛苦和看到痛苦深层的原因。
But many of us, including Buddhists, do not do what the Buddha recommends. We try to cover up our suffering, to forget our suffering by the way of consuming and entertainment.
但是我们很多人作为一个佛教徒，我们也不遵照佛陀的教导，叫我们去面对，去寻找自己痛苦的原因。我们只是想要去把它用娱乐跟消费去把它遮盖掉。
We have the impression that we have to suffer if we get in touch with our suffering.
我们以为呢，假如我要去面对我里面的苦的话，那我会很苦的。
And the supermarket provide us with many things in order for us to forget to cover up our suffering.
那超级市场里面提供了很多东西，帮助我们遮盖或者是忘掉我们里面的苦。
That is why the Buddha advises the opposite.
这就是为什么佛陀要教我们相反的做法。
If you know the practice of mindful breathing, mindful walking, if you are able to generate the energy of mindfulness and concentration, you are strong enough in order to go home to yourself and hold embrace of suffering and try to look deeply in order to understand it.
如果你练习这个修这个正念的呼吸正念的行走，你产生出念力定力来呢，你会有能力去面对里面的痛苦，去拥抱它，然后去转化它的。
Understanding the suffering means understanding the second noble truth.
你了解痛苦，就是了解了四圣谛里面的第二项。
And when you have understood the second noble truth, the path of healing and transformation will appear to you. That is the fourth noble truth.
那如果你你实践了这个第二项，就是极地，你去面找到自己面对自己的痛苦。那其实那第四项就是道地，就是修持的道路，它就已经为你展现出来了。
If you try always to run away from your suffering, you have no chance to understand your own suffering.
如果你总是想要逃避你里面的痛苦的话，那你没有机会去了解它的。
In fact, if you do not have a good practice, a strong practice, you are afraid of going home because we don't want to encounter, to get in touch with our suffering.
如果你没有很稳固的修行的话，你会没有勇气、没有能力去回到里面去面对里面的痛苦。
When we are a beginner in a practice, our mindfulness and concentration is still weak.
当我们是初学者呢，我们的正念力啊、专注力这些都很弱。
And we might not have enough.Mindfulness and concentration in order to embrace our sorrow, our fear, our anger, our pain.
那我们做一个初学者，我们一开始没有足够的正念力跟定力呢，去拥抱我们里面这些悲伤、痛苦这些负面的情绪。
That is why beginners in the practice should need a sangha.
所以呢，对一个初学者来说，非常需要僧团的支持。
Because in the sangha there are monastics and lay people who have enough the energy of mindfulness and concentration, and we can very well ask them to help us recognize and embrace the suffering inside of us.
那僧团呢，就是由出家众跟在家众所构成的四众僧团，那它有足够的念力定力来帮助我们拥抱自己的痛苦。
In a true sangha, there is always brotherhood and sisterhood.
在一个真正的僧团里面，它一定是具有兄弟姐妹之间的友爱的。
You come to the sangha, you sit down, and you say.Dear brothers and sisters in the Dharma, here is my pain, here is my sorrow, my fear. Please help embrace it with your collective energy.
那你来到僧团当中，你可以就坐下来对他们说，我法上的兄弟姐妹啊，这个是我的痛苦。那请你们以僧团的能量来支持我支持我拥抱我的痛苦。
And of course, with the collective energy of the Sangha, you are able to recognize, embrace your suffering, get a relief, and begin to transform it.
那有了僧团集体能量的帮助呢，你会能够认识、面对，然后去转化你这些痛苦。
And that is why, in a Buddhist tradition, we always practice. Taking refuge in the sangha.
所以呢，才会说我们在佛教的传统里面呢，我们修皈依僧。
And wherever we go, we have to help build a sangha for the refuge of many people.
那不管我们到哪里呢，我们应该要要试着建立僧团来帮助人。
In the last 40 years, we have helped setting up many sanghas in Europe and in America.
那过去的四十年呢，我们在欧洲，在欧美国家呢，我们帮助建立了很多这样的修行的僧团。
Most of these sanghas are made of lay practitioners.
那很多这些僧团当中，很多他们都是由在家众所组成的。
It takes time in order to train monastics.
那要组成出家众的僧团，很花时间。
We have trained hundreds of monastic Dharma teachers, but we have also trained many hundreds of lay Dharma teachers.
我们已经培养出很多出家众的这个佛法的老师，那同时我们也培养出也是好几百位在家众的佛法老师。
And retreats of mindfulness are organized a little bit everywhere, 500 people, 1,000 people. And always on the last day of the retreat, we ask members of the retreat when they go home, they should try to set up a sangha in their home city, hometown.
那在这些我们在欧洲各地举办的正念的这种禅修活动呢，每次可能是500人、上千人来参加。那最后一天呢，我们都会希望他们回去之后呢，回到自己的故乡，回到自己的国家，去组成他们自己的僧团。
When you are able to understand your suffering, you are able to help the other person.To understand his or her suffering.
当你有能力了解自己的痛苦，那你也会有能力去帮助别人了解他们的痛苦。
And if the other person see and understand his or her suffering, she will see the path, which means the fourth noble path.
当他们这些朋友，你帮助他们了解了他们自己的痛苦，那他们就四圣地的这个道路也就会对他们展现出来。
And you have offer him or her the best thing that you can offer a practice.
如果你这样子做呢，你会把最珍贵的修行的礼物就供养给他们的。
The best offering that you can make to the other person is the Dharma. And the Dharma here is not the spoken Dharma or the written Dharma, but the living Dharma, a good practice to help him and or her to overcome the daily difficulties.
我们所能够对身边人提供的最珍贵的礼物就是法。那这个法不是说的，也不是写的，就是能够真正的实践在日常生活上，帮助他们面对困难的法。
When you produce a thought in the line of right thinking, that thought always carry with it.The energy of understanding and compassion.
如果我们所产生出来的想法是在正思维的这个道上的话呢，它里面一定是包含有了悟跟爱，就是智慧跟慈悲的。
Right after you have produced a thought of compassion and understanding, that thought begins to heal your body and your mind.
一旦当我们产生出这种具有了悟跟慈悲的想法的时候，马上的他这个这样的想法就对我们的身心就有了悟的能力。
Right after you have produced a thought of compassion and understanding, that thought begins to heal the world.
一旦你产生出这种了悟跟慈悲的这种念头的时候，你也就开始在疗愈整个世界。
If you produce a thought of hate, anger, and fear, you destroy your health and you destroy the world.
你创造出你产生出愤怒仇恨的这样的念头的时候，同时的它也就开始伤害你自己身心的健康，也伤害这个世界。
But if you are able to produce a thought of compassion and understanding, you heal yourself and you help heal the world.
如果你能够产生具有了悟跟慈悲的想法，那你同时能够疗愈自己，也疗愈整个世界。
And a good practitioner can always produce a thought of compassion and understanding several times a day.
那一个好的修行人，他一天当中很多次的呢，他能够产生出这种了悟跟具有了悟跟慈悲的想法。
The same thing is true with right speech.Which is another element of the Eight Noble Path.
同样的情况呢，也是适用在正语，就是八正道里面的另外一项。
It is possible for us to say something in the line of understanding and compassion.
我们也可以说出这些具有了悟慈悲的话来。
When you are able to say something that has the power to forgive, to love, to accept, that will have a good effect on your health, and that will have a good effect on the other person right away.
当我们能够说出这些具有宽恕、爱、跟了解这样子的话呢，我们马上就能够疗愈自己，也疗愈世界。
And a good practitioner should be able.To practice right speech several times a day in order to heal himself and heal the world.
那一个好的修行人，他能够，他应该能够在一天当中，他能够说出好多这样子具有智慧、了悟跟慈悲的话，他也就能够开始疗愈自己，自己疗愈世界。
When you are able to perform.An action with your body in the line of compassion, understanding, your action has the power to support, to protect, to save. You are practicing as the Buddha recommended.
同样的，我们也可以用我们身体的行动。来做出这些具有慈悲智慧的品质的这样的行动，它可以帮助我们保护自己，保护这个世界。
The practice of right action has the power to protect oneself, to protect the world, and to protect our beautiful planet.
正确的行动正义，它可以帮助我们保护自己。也保护世界，保护我们的地球。
And the five mindfulness trainings are truly the kind of practice in order to express true happiness and true love.
五项正念的修习，它就是帮助我们呈现出来真正的幸福，真正的爱。
Dear friends, if you have the time, please have a look at the new version of the five mindfulness trainings.
各位亲爱的朋友，如果你们有空的话，我希望你们看一看这个新版的五戒，就是五项正念修习。
Tomorrow at 6:30, we shall have a ceremony for people in the retreat to receive the three refuges and the five mindfulness trainings.
明天早晨六点半钟，我们这里会有一个传授五项正念修习的仪式。
There will be about 500 of us taking the five. 250 of us taking the three refuges and five trainings tomorrow.
明天上午呢，就是我们这次禅修的禅修者们有250位会接受这个五项正念修习。
And tomorrow we shall learn more about the practice of deep listening and loving speech.Which is also part of the practice of the five trainings.
那明天我们会有机会继续来学习爱语和深刻的聆听。那这也是五项正念修习的内容。
Dear friends, it's a great happiness to have you tonight with us.
各位亲爱的朋友，今天能够跟我们大家在一起呢，实在是无上的快乐。
This evening is online, and therefore let us enjoy our breathing, smiling. Many people follow this talk online.
那今天晚上我们这一场演讲是在网上就立即是同步可以播出来的那。所以请大家享受你的呼吸，还有你的微笑。
Sister Cheng Kong will offer you a song to end this evening. The smile.
真空法师他要唱一首歌来结束这个晚上。
Je souris à l'étoile qui au ciel encore luit, au soleil qui lentement nous sort de la nuit, à ce jour qui commence, à l'oiseau qui m'enchante. Je souris au monde et le monde me sourit. Je souris à l'enfant qui vient sur mon chemin.Je pense aussi à tous ceux qui ont faim, ceux qui loin dans ce monde vivent dans la misère, qui ont connu la guerre, qui ont perdu leur mère. I smile to the star that still shine in the sky, to the sun that slowlyGuides us out of the night to the day that begins, to the enchanting burden. I smile to the worm, and the world smiles to me. I smile to the child that crosses my way. I remember also.On those who are hungry, those who live in misery all over the planet, who have to face the war, who lost their mother. If sometime my smile is moistened by tear, when I see the great painThat spread over the world, I shall still be smiling with tears in my eyes, smiling to life, smiling to death. And one day will come when it is bitterly cold, when even my footstepWill not leave any mark. The never-ending current of life's energy will carry me along, and I will not look back. The fear will no longer block my way. My heart finally opens very wide. Then I will become the smile of the earth, of the flower, of the rain, of the sun and the wind. And one day, perhaps, in a very small child, I will open my eyes to the wonders of life, and a little more loving, and a little more smiling, I will continue this wonderful way. And one day will come when it is bitterly cold, when even I will not, my footstep will not leave any mark. The never-ending current of life's energy will carry me along, and I will not look back. The fear will no longer block my way. My heart finally opens very wide. Then I will become the smile of the earth, of the flower, of the rain, of the sun and the wind. And one day, perhaps, in a very small child, I will open my eyes to the wonders of life, and a little more loving, and a little more smiling, I will continue this wonderful way.
Thank you.